This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation.
Senate Bill 100 be brought before the body for...
Monday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 100. Sponsor, Senator Bill Ligle of Weldon Spring, says this measure seeks to create and modify provisions relating to gold and silver.
This is not an investment. The gold and silver that would be kept under the custody of the treasurer is not an investment. It is the custodial, just like where they keep our cash reserves.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County mentioned she has concerns with this legislation.
Folks would be able to avoid paying taxes or paying child support or even just paying debt by getting rid of all of their money and just holding on to gold and silver.
Missouri senators gave Senate Bill 100 preliminary approval on Monday afternoon. Thursday morning, a second yes vote sent this proposal to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill 21.
Hearing no objection.
Tuesday afternoon was dedicated to Senate Bill 21. Senator Mike Bernskater of Jefferson City is the sponsor. He says his proposal would modify the duration of unemployment benefits based on the unemployment rate.
From a high of 20 weeks when the unemployment rate is 9% to 8 weeks when unemployment rate is at or below 3.5%.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City talked about the stigma that remains attached to unemployment.
About people who are unemployed, that somehow that's their choice. There are a lot of negative connotations associated with people who are unemployed.
Senate Bill 21 has been set aside for further discussion.
Senate Bill 442 and 89.
Wednesday afternoon saw Senate Bills 442 and 89 receive first-round Missouri Senate approval. Sponsor, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, says this legislation would modify provisions regarding transparency in public schools and create the Parents' Bill of Rights Act of 2023.
I'm not saying everybody's happy with it, and probably a lot of people are unhappy with what's in it. I think we're at a point where I think we can agree to move on.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City told her colleagues the new version of this proposal is a compromise.
And so while I will never be happy about a bill that appears to defund public education, I definitely appreciate his willing to work together and negotiate.
Senate Bills 4, 42, and 89 still needs another yes vote before it would move on to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
I assume my colleagues on the other side of the aisle aren't in love with that proposal.
I actually kind of think it's funny that the ballot initiative to push it to 60% wouldn't require 60%.
At the same time, Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Broughton of Columbia says House Joint Resolution 43 would modify provisions for constitutional amendments.
Everybody still has their opportunity to go to the ballot. We just want to ensure that if Constitution's changing, that there is more of an energy and excitement to do something as opposed to just finding 50% plus one.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he is not convinced this is the right idea.
When people vote and they don't like the outcomes, they don't talk about moving their position. They talk about making it harder to change.
House Joint Resolution 43 is the first measure to come to the upper chamber from the Missouri House of Representatives this session.
Madam President, with no further business coming.
Lawmakers are now one-third through the 2023 legislative session, with 6 weeks now complete. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.